Chapter 9. When I heard the sound of the car in the drive, I got up in sudden panic, glancing at the clock, for I knew that it meant Beatrice and her husband had arrived. It was only just gone 12. They were much earlier than I expected, and Maxine was not yet back. I wondered if it would be possible to hide, to get out of the window.Into the garden, so that Frith, bringing them to the morning room, would say, Madame must have gone out, and it would seem quite natural. They would take it as a matter of course. The dogs looked up inquiringly as I ran to the window, and Jasper followed me, wagging his tail. The window opened out onto the terrace and the little grass clearing beyond.But as I prepared to brush past the rhododendrons, the sound of voices came close, and I backed again into the room. They were coming to the house by way of the garden, Frith having told them, doubtless, that I was in the morning room. I went quickly into the big drawing room, and made for a door near me on the left. It led into a long stone passage, and I ran along it.Fully aware of my stupidity, despising myself for this sudden attack of nerves. But I knew I could not face these people, not for a moment anyway. The passage seemed to be taking me to the back regions, and as I turned a corner, coming upon another staircase, I met a servant I had not seen before, a scullery maid perhaps.She carried a mop and pail in her hand. She stared at me in wonder, as though I were a vision unexpected in this part of the house. And, good morning, I said, in great confusion, making for the stairway. And, good morning, madam. She returned, her mouth open, her round eyes inquisitive, as I climbed the stairs. They would lead me.I supposed, to the bedrooms, and I could find my suite in the east wing, and sit up there a little while, until I judged it nearly time for lunch, when good manners would compel me to come down again.